It's 6 minutes after 2 o'clock, and it is a golden moment in time because we are just about to be regaled by the Beaver Creek High School with Jazz One Ensemble. It is a part of the Weekend of Jazz getting underway next Thursday, Friday, Saturday. We have a richness among us. You can find out more, and I hope you will, weekendofjazz.org. But meanwhile, we are live in studio. Take it away.
Thank you.
Oh, yes, indeed. Yes, indeed. That's remarkable. Let me welcome the director of bands, Matt Frost, who you are a thin man, and I think this is because you must be in motion at all times. Welcome, Matt Frost. Thank you so much for being here.
Thanks so much for having us. We're excited to be here.
What a delight. This weekend of jazz, 17th annual. Can I ask, how long have you been at Beaver Creek High School?
Well, I've been there 3 years, but I've been a part of the program all 17.
Is that right?
Yep.
Tell me about what made you think that you, just little Beaver Creek High School, just this little town, this little place, Ohio, that you could make this, and you have, into a sort of a beacon for jazz in the region?
Well, we opened a new auditorium back 17 years ago, and we're looking for something to do for the entire community. And this was the idea we came up with. And the previous director, Doug McCullough, that preceded me, it was kind of his brainchild, and it's grown into what it is today.
You can find out more, and you can find yourself there. Point your browser to weekendofjazz.org. That's all one word, weekendofjazz.org. It's a 3-day event. Not only does it showcase Beaver Creek High School band, but bands from high schools across this area will be there. That's not even the half of it, but how many bands will we...
On Saturday, we've got 32 bands.
It's
start at
crazy.
8 a.m. and go all day long.
It's crazy wonderful. So, and it's sort of a celebration. It's you're convening the jazz vibe in the Miami Valley, and you do it there. Tell us about the couple of really just top flight, world class guest performers that'll be on hand
next,
as well.
Next Friday, a week from tonight, we have Ellis Marsalis. He's the dad of Winton and Branford that you may remember from.
It rings a bell.
Oh yeah, a little bit. So Ellis will be with us next Friday night, and he's amazing. We're really excited that he'll be here with a quintet. And then next Saturday we have Diva Jazz Orchestra. They're based out of New York City. We had them with us in 2002, so they're a repeat artist. Sherry Miracles, their drummer and band leader, she's amazing and so much fun. She drives a band like no one you've ever heard.
It's just an absolute delight. You can check out some sound clips online, and I highly recommend that you do. By the way, our jazz host, Dave Barber, got a chance to speak with Ellis Marsalis, and he'll be playing that interview on Tuesday, and I'll rerun an excerpt of that next week as well, so we'll get a little taste of that. Matt, how many kids are in this room roughly
now? We have 21 with us today. At our high school, we have 4 bands, so this is 1/4 of the jazz bands.
I have to guess that people come from around the region to go to Beaver Creek High School if their children are musical.
I don't know about that, but we certainly have a good thing going. We're really excited.
I'm going to speak with a couple of the individuals here, but I want to say, do these students, this is one of the finest jazz ensembles I've ever heard, just truly, truly talented. They must have started sixth grade upon this course.
Yeah. Most of them start band in sixth grade. Our piano player, I assume, started sooner than that, but most of them start in about sixth grade and keep going.
We're going to come in here real quick because I'm going to have the assistant director of bands and a friend of mine. He's Mike Bizik. And Mike, I'm not surprised it takes a director and an assistant director, because there's just so much to do. But first of all, welcome and thanks for coming back.
Well, thank you very much. I'm enjoying my time here.
It's an absolute delight. And I wanted you to introduce the youngsters. A couple of people have agreed, and remind us who we'll be talking with here.
We're going to talk to 2 of our wonderful students from Beaver Creek. We have a whole lot of kids that are amazing, and we get to meet 2 of them today. The first is David Mangiat. He plays trombone in this ensemble, and then the second is Brenna Smith, and she plays trumpet in the ensemble.
Hello and welcome. First, we'll start with you, David. How long have you been playing your instrument?
I've been playing my instrument, the trombone, since sixth grade.
Wow.
Yeah, but I've been very involved in music. I started piano in kindergarten, so when I entered the band, it was something I knew that I'd be passionate about, and I love it to today.
Now, were you drawn to Beaver Creek because of this, the musical vibe that they emanate, or is this, you're just lucky and fortunate that this is your local school?
Well, I think I was very lucky, but my older brother was involved with the band program before I was. So I grew up in elementary school being so excited about joining band.
Aww.
And playing in the jazz band and joining the marching band. So I'm so happy to be here right now, and it's such a great opportunity to be here.
Well, thank you. Thank you so much for coming, and thank you for agreeing to talk. And Brenna Smith, Brenna, welcome. Thanks for speaking with us today.
Well, thank you for having me.
So how long have you been playing your instrument?
I started the trumpet in seventh grade, but I have been playing piano like David since I was 5 years old.
That's like a gateway instrument, isn't it?
Yes, definitely.
So what grade are you now?
I am a junior in high school.
And you'll probably remain in band and continue and graduate. If you could have a dream job, do you see it being involved with music?
Yes. My dream job is actually to be a music educator. One day I want to get my doctorate in conducting. So I do plan on making this everything in my life for the rest of my life. And it's just so great for me. And I love being involved in band and everything that we do at Beaver Creek.
Wow. It's a richness that we have. I'm so glad and grateful for the thriving nature of the arts in the Miami Valley. And you two and this whole room of children, an absolute shining example of that. We're going to come back and hear another one live. But we're back in the studio with Mike Bizik. And tell me, what will we expect when we arrive next Thursday at Beaver Creek High School? What will we see?
Well, I think that, you know, one of the best things that our parents and volunteers, we really do have the most amazing people that work with us on this event.
I'm witness to that. There's a lot of moving parts, and it's all from the heart.
Oh, it is. You know, people ask all the time about this job, and I say it's the kids make it wonderful, and the parents and the volunteers, man, we could not do without them. But I think what you're going to notice is first off, that when you walk into any of the things going on at Weekend of Jazz, it will not feel like it is at a high school. Absolutely transform every performance space, every hallway into an amazing place where students and everybody can celebrate the art that is jazz and really give it its proper due. You know, we're not playing in a closet. We are really, I mean, our auditorium is great on a normal day. And then we have the Weekend of Jazz, and we really step it up quite a few notches. So I think, you know, you're going to experience a lot of things in a wonderful environment. And I've never met a person, whether they like jazz or not, that hasn't been to the festival and come away just praising every part of it. The musicianship, the scenery, the whole experience, everything is there's something to be taken away from every part of it.
I really love also that you're including, and maybe you always have, but the band from the high schools all around are coming.
Oh, well, I mean, I think that, you know, if this art form, and this art form is thriving, I mean, it is deep in the hearts of many people. But if we're going to continue to let that art form thrive, it is in the hands of the kids. You know, that's where we're going to go to continue this art form. And I think that, you know, I'm reminded every day that we have amazing students. Mm. That, you know, the kids these days are truly an amazing group of people. And, you know, it's showing. I mean, listen to them play. And you know, the greatest part is you can listen to them play and realize how good that is, and then you meet them and realize, okay, they really are the nicest group of people who want to help out. So it's I'm very much looking forward to every performance, all the high school kids and the professionals.
It's a richness, and I'm absolutely grateful for this. Let's go back to our Studio One and the director of bands, Matt Frost, with some of the finest, shiniest, bright sparkles I've seen in a while. Take it away.
All right, we're going to play a tune called Tutu by Miles Davis and Marcus Miller. Thank you.
Well done. Can you tell them well done? They don't have headphones on.
Nice job, guys.
Sounded great. Yeah. So good. Weekend of Jazz. This is just a little taste of things to come, a little taste of what these amazing young people are capable of. So I would say that it's that on average, these youngsters have all been in band 6 years, roughly.
Yeah. Well, that'd be on the high side. The seniors would be.
Yeah.
I don't think there's any freshmen here. We have a few. How many seniors? Oh, we do have a freshman on piano.
Oh, right on.
So he's just been with us this school year to start with us at the high school. How many seniors do we have? A handful. Four or five seniors, and everyone else is younger than that.
Right on. The 17th annual Weekend of Jazz. It's next Thursday, Friday, Saturday. That's March 2 through 4th. Coming right up, in addition to the cream of the cream and just a fabulous representation of the wealth of talent in all the arts, but particularly right now, musically. And I'm assuming that this has a aspect of fundraising, that the money's taken in will continue to feed and nourish the band programs. Yes. The future.
As long as we sell tickets, yeah. That's always the concern.
Well, you can get a pair at weekendofjazz.org. And notice, not for profit here. It's all for the love of it. Thank you so much. What a delight. What a gift.
We're,
is there anything?
We're really happy to be here. Thank you so much for having us. It's awesome.
Let's just make it official. We'll just have it an open running gig. We'll meet you back here in a year.
That'd be awesome. Yeah,
if not before.
Yeah, sure.
You guys going to make a recording?
We record concerts. We don't make an official recording. We've talked about it. We've talked about doing a studio thing sometime, and that'd be kind of fun. It'd be something new for the kids.
Yeah. So you'll record the performances that are happening?
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah. So maybe some of those could find their way to WISO.
Yeah, okay.
Right
on.
That'd
be awesome, yeah.
Director of Bands, Matt Frost, thank you so much, and thank the children for us. This was just absolutely amazing.
Well, thanks again. Thank you so much.
What a delight. And Assistant Director of Bands, Mike Bizik, thanks so much for being with us
today. Thank you for having us out.
What a delight. Break all your legs next week, Thursday,
so
Friday, Saturday. That's a lot of legs to break, isn't it?
Yeah.
Weekendofjazz.org. That's all one word, weekendofjazz.org. And this is one of my favorite local bands. And you know a little bit about this band.
I do happen to know a little bit about this band.
There was a record out called Diamonds in July of 2015, and this very first song on here just blew me away. And it's bold because it's like a 6-minute song.
Yeah.
You got to have a little bit of boldness.
I kind of live my life by that mantra. You got to be a little bit bold.
You're in this band, and I love this band.
Thank you very much.
It's Cricket Bows, and I'm not surprised that you're multifaceted, just as these folks are as well. Mr. Bizik, keep up the good work and keep me posted, all right?
Absolutely. You keep up the good work as well.
We're in this kind of together, aren't we?
Definitely.
Cricket Bows on WISO.